Exclusive, True the Vote's Katherine Engelbrecht, America Needs to Wake Up or Election Malfeasance Could Occur Again. By Hannah Blow on May 3, 2022. America needs to wake up and take the malfeasance that occurred in the 2020 election, most notably through ballot traffickers, seriously, or it could happen again in future elections. True the Vote president and founder Katherine Engelbrecht told Breitbart News Daily. Engelbrecht spoke to Breitbart News Daily host and editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe ahead of the release of the upcoming film by Dinesh D'Souza, 2000 Mules, which analyzes data obtained by True the Vote, showing how ballot harvesting manipulated the 2020 election. The election integrity organization obtained the data through cell phone patterns, and the device patterns indicated that people were routinely going on routes to drop boxes. The data, she explained, is the same kind of data law enforcement uses all day every day to solve crimes. Just on the face of the geospatial data alone, there are investigatory expectations, she said, as a logical thinking person would naturally find people going to far-left nonprofits and then directly the drop boxes day after day, over and over problematic. And in Georgia, she explained, they have video surveillance to compare, which is shown in the film. We want to know more about the money, the following of the money because we know the people were paid, at least we've been told they were paid. We want to know more about how all of the ways we know many of the ways, but all of the ways that those ballots arrived at those organizations. There's a lot of investigation left to be done, Engelbrecht said. She said the lack of motivation from certain officials to pursue these leads is, in many ways, stunning. She explained that they first presented these claims in Georgia 1 year ago. At the time, they really thought officials would jump in and launch broad-scale state-level investigations. But she said it's been anything but, calling it confounding. That feels more along the lines of a cover-up than it does a willingness to really review the video. Frankly, she said, adding that they should have been looking at this all along. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Katherine Engelbrecht, May 2, 2022. One of the videos, Marlowe noted, shows mules, or ballot traffickers, depositing multiple ballots at once. There's one that becomes the centerpiece of a section of the documentary where a person walks past a trash can that's tucked in behind a wall, he said, explaining how it became evident that the individual had been there multiple times and was very familiar with the location. Engelbrecht said there are other anomalies as well, such as the mass use of surgical gloves to deposit ballots, as well as the trend of taking photos of the drop boxes and taking photos of themselves dropping the ballots into the drop box. So these weren't like standing there taking a selfie. Hey, I'm voting cheese. It was, this is how I'm getting paid, she said. There's all manner of issues that should be looked at. You know, and we were hoping that 2000 Mules will be the beginning of peeling back these layers. What really happens in 2020 and getting a handle on it. Because if not, it's gonna be the same thing in 2022, she said. When asked how to make a difference and stop this, Engelbrecht explained that every state has a different process. In Georgia, that process, we started it with the Georgia Bureau of Investigations and Governor Kemp's team, and that went nowhere. Ultimately, we ended up back at the Secretary of State's office, she said, adding that the process drags on and on and on. In Wisconsin, she continued, they are working with local law enforcement and moving much more quickly. They also made a presentation to the legislature in Pennsylvania. And she noted there have already been indictments in Arizona where they are doing a widespread review of systemic issues. So things are moving forward, she said, although she made it clear that the biggest impact Americans can have is by showing up at the polls and practicing engaging observation, as it changes things and makes things more transparent. Engelbrecht added that there were a number of ways that those laws that were newly instituted in 2020 were twisted to benefit the left, and those drop boxes was just one. We saw this coming into 2020 when laws were being changed. Processes were being changed when necessary checks and balances were being removed, she said, also pointing to the failure of states to clean their voter rolls. So you take dirty voter rolls, mass mail out of ballots, and unregulated drop boxes with surveillance video that we can prove nobody was looking at, and what do you get? She said, blasting the establishment media for deeming the 2020 election the most secure election ever. And that just was their repeated mantra, she said, expressing her hope that the work of True the Vote, as documented in 2000 Mules, will serve as one big piece to this puzzle. "There are others that we have yet to release," she said, adding that the takeaway is America needs to wake up. One can learn more about the film here.